Tonight, the National Football League welcomes six new members into its Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, including the late Derek Thomas. The Kansas City Chiefs linebacker was one of the most dominant pass rushers in the NFL throughout the 1990s. He still holds the record for most quarterback sacks in one game, 7 sacks. Derek Thomas's career and his life were cut short by a car accident in 2000. He lost control of his car on a patch of ice. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt. The accident left Derek Thomas paralyzed, and 2 weeks later, at the age of 33, he died. Gunther Cunningham was Thomas's coach and mentor during the latter part of his career. I spoke with him earlier in the week from Detroit, where he now coordinates defense for the Lions.
Derek was a fun-loving young man, and I think that's why when he passed away, I took it so hard, you know, and it took me 2 years to get over shedding tears at times, you know, and as I'm speaking to you, I have a prayer and a picture that my daughter gave to me about him, and he was a magnetic personality for everybody around him. You know, he made the city better, and he obviously made the players better, and the day that he got in that car wreck, all things started going kind of south for me.
How did Derek Thomas approach the game of football? What kind of player was he?
He was one of those players you get once in a lifetime. He would tell me things like, he'd call me at 12:30 in the morning at the office, and he'd say, "Coach, go home." He said, "We've got this one in the bag. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it." You know, the amazing thing about Derek, he would live up to those statements. When some people came out and said that he had lost a step later in his career, he was in tears in my office and asked me if I believed that. I said, "No way do I ever believe that." And that night we played the Minnesota Vikings and he had 3 sacks. Wow. One of the other big things that I talk about a lot, we played the Colts in a playoff game, and I had another guy do a job and replace Derek, of all people. And so they got a first down and beat us 10-7, the only touchdown they scored. And he said, "You've got to be the dumbest coach I've ever been around." I said, "Derek, you're right. I have to be the dumbest guy around to take you off the field." The other thing that I was disappointed in, people started saying that he was a one-dimensional player and only a pass rusher.
And in fact, he was passed over for the Hall of Fame four years in a row.
And the committee did the right thing this year by giving him his respect and voting him in.
Coach Cunningham, I'm sure Derek Thomas would be honored to know that he was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, but in his lifetime, he was awarded the Byron Wizer-White Humanitarian Award by the NFL. What were some of the things he did in the community?
He gave so much money to charity. The tragedy about Derek was that he ended up giving all his money away. He would give equipment men $3,000 or $5,000 on Christmas, and he demanded every player do that. And I've never been around anyone like that since him. I think he came to meetings late on purpose just to have me fine him, you know.
So he was getting fined intentionally?
Oh, yeah.
So he could give his money to charity.
Yeah. 1 year I fined him $56,000. And the bad part of that, I used to tell him, I said, "Derek, you think it's funny to be late to a meeting so I can fine you so you can give me your money back. But I said, I just don't want anything bad to happen to you for being late." Well, the tragedy of it, when he got in the car wreck, he was going to a playoff game, and he was late for the airplane.
And he was driving to the airport.
When the car hit the ice.
Coach, when you're at the Hall of Fame for the induction ceremony, I'm sure it will be a mixture of pride and pain for you.
You know, I really don't want to go to Canton, but Coach Schwartz here, when he found out Derek was inducted in the Hall of Fame, I hadn't missed a practice in 40 years, and he said, "You're going." I said, "Jim, I can't. We're going to practice on that day." He said, "I won't have it. You're going, and it will be the first day that I'll ever have missed any portion of any football since I've been involved." And it wasn't that really I didn't want to miss the practice, but to go there and to go through this again for me is it's going to be really difficult. And I remember Miss Caskett, and I delivered some of the eulogy at his memorial. And it's just, for me personally, it was really, really difficult. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with, to see a young man who was full of life have to pass away.
Gunther Cunningham coached Derek Thomas from 1995 until 2000 with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's now the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Coach Cunningham, thanks so much for being with us, and congratulations on Derek Thomas making it to the Hall of Fame.
And I really appreciate the conversation, because he's a great young man.